This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Did the world end while I was gone? Wow. Feel like it did. Had to go give a couple of speeches, and I have more. Got a lot of stuff going on. And the world wants to know what I have to say suddenly. Speaking of which, Bannon's back. Have you guys seen this? Bannon, Steve Bannon of Breitbart, formerly of Breitbart, he's back in the news. You know where he is? He's where all disgraced people end up. Fake news network CNN, and he's giving his opinion on things. And I'll be honest with you, I don't. Steve Bannon and I just don't see the world the same way. I said this about him when I met him. I know Bannon's not that big in the news, but I just want you to know that when you leave the FBI as a disgraced agent, you go to CNN. If you leave the conservative part, the conservative view of side of things, you go to CNN. And I don't blame Bannon. Where else is he going to make a living? Fox isn't going to hire him. So he's over at CNN spouting off about, if this person leaves Donald Trump's cabinet, then it's going to be Armageddon, Armageddon, Armageddon. He's got a new word in his vocabulary, Armageddon. Yeah. Anyway, Bannon's back in the news. Bolton got hired. Now they're saying, ooh, there's a hardliner now, and, you know, because he added Pompeo. He was a hardliner. I've met Ambassador Bolton multiple times. Depending on who you talk to in government, oh, he's this, he's that, he's bad. Had one guy tell me, if he were to ever hire Bolton, it would be the end of Donald Trump. Look, I've seen Bolton at speeches when we're at the same event. I don't know much about him. I've always felt like he knew what was going on. He had his finger on the pulse better than most. But I like Gorka, too. So, you know, look, we're going to be up in the air about a lot of these types of decisions, and rightfully so. It isn't our decision to make. So we have to rely that Trump knows what he's doing. And that brings me to Omnibus, because I want to discuss Omnibus. That happened, obviously, while I was out. It's going to be discussed for quite some time. And I personally believe it was a mistake for Donald Trump to sign Omnibus. I don't know what his calculations were, but I do believe this. I believe him when he says this is the only one of these bills that I'll sign. I believe him when he says I'm going to structure things in such a way that I will line item veto. I don't know whether he'll get line item veto per se, but there's got to be a way for us to undo this thing. Because let me tell you something, the fault of this whole thing lies with Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan should have never let a bill like this go through. And let me tell you what you're thinking. You're saying, holy crap, Paul Ryan. Why do we give you guys control and this is what you do? I hear people say they wouldn't do this unless the Democrats got this. In a time when we are crushing the Democrats, they wouldn't do this unless we let this occur. Says who? Since when? Since when do winners think like the losers that are these leftists? And I'm sure I speak for many of you who say, why do we bother to win and feel good when we're only going to get the air let out of our sails by idiots like Paul Ryan? Who does this? Who is it? Rand Paul has been running out of, you know, just listing a litany of things that were included in this omnibus bill. Let me tell you what it is. It is an insult to the Republicans. It's an insult to President Trump. And the biggest thing, it is an insult to America. It's an insult to the taxpayers. They laced this thing with the biggest amount of nonsense I've ever seen in my life. And I'm telling you, If Donald Trump wants to go year two and have the year that he had before, he's going to have to address this. This had the potential of being a fatal wound to the Republicans in 2018. And I'm beginning to believe, well, I'm not beginning, I believe this, and I bet many of you do, that this is a setup. Paul, they wanted Trump to sign the biggest, nastiest bill ever so he'd have to back off of all these other things. And look, I haven't read it. I'll be honest with you. I haven't read it. I haven't looked at any news, because sometimes you got to just step away from this stuff. But if what I've heard is true, that it does not provide border protections, and all it is a big fat increase in the military, well, you know what? I don't really care. I think the military, if I were a member of the military, I would be tired of being used as a pawn. I would say, Mr. President, defund us. We'll figure things out. We've got family and friends. We'll figure things out until you get exactly what you need to run this country the right way. I'm upset that this budget goes through, but it's not the end of the day. It's certainly not like losing to Hillary Clinton. That would have been a tragedy. But it's close, because we fought so that Trump wouldn't have to deal with this type of stuff. And he does. And his job, in my opinion, was to say, nope, send it back. But I'm going to defer. And here's why. I'm going to defer because we had the best year one we've had in a long time. And if we can carry that over to a year two and have the best year two, it's going to be extremely difficult for the rhinos and the leftists to fight Donald Trump going forward in the next 2 years, in the next 6 years, you know, 4 years after that. Maybe what we'll do is we'll look at some of the legislation that's put in the omnibus, and we'll start going, you know, coming up with memes and things of that nature to attack it. And I mean, that's what my team is talking about doing. And maybe we attack this thing and put this back on the shoulders of the Republicans, because I'm telling you, the minute this thing passed, I started, my phone was blowing up. My email thread was huge on, Kevin, what do you think? What do you think? And what do I think? I think Donald Trump is, I'm glad I watched the press conference, because when I first heard about it, I was like, you've got to be kidding me, because I thought maybe he had softened, you know, and said, you know, because when he threatened to veto, I thought, okay, maybe we're good to go here. And then I was on a plane and they said, no, he signed it. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Not happy. Kevin Jackson, not happy. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We are going to talk about a lot of stuff today. We've already had a really good discussion around book burnings and Joe Biden's threat to the president. So I can't wait to get back with you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We had some big news that's happened over the past few days while I was out. And this story, I know and I'm going to make sense of it, but, you know, it has to do with armed teachers. It has to do with guns. I'm still seeing this kid hog all over the place trying to pretend that he has a dog in the fight with gun control, because I call them gun control freaks and nuts, as you guys know. He's got a dog in the fight. He's out there still talking smack about how he wants kids protected. Well, the school district finally did something. This one's in Pennsylvania, and they indeed have armed their teachers. God, sanity. I saw the story, and you've got to be kidding me. They're going to give these teachers arms? They're going to let them actually protect their students? What in the world is going on? When did the world flip back to it's insane, from insanity to sanity? And then I read further. Yeah, this is from the Chicago Tribune. A rural school district. Yeah, of course, it wouldn't be an urban school district that would dare arm its teachers. A rural school district in Pennsylvania is arming teachers and students with buckets of rocks. Yeah, buckets of rocks. They say it's a last resort should an armed intruder burst in, the superintendent announced on Friday. Did he not proudly announce this? And where will they get the rocks? Who is the vendor who's going to supply the rocks? What leftist is going to do this? Hey, you know what, rural school district of Pennsylvania, country folks of Pennsylvania, I'm proud of you. But then again, I'm kind of embarrassed for you. Really? Country folks? You got people throwing rocks? What are we going to do? We going to have rock throwing contest? Rock skipping contest? What next? God, this is the solution. And here's, you know, they're going to be people going, well, you know, it certainly beats guns. You know, I can see the gun control nuts going, well, that's the, at least that's a sane solution to this. Just so we're clear, rocks don't travel as fast as bullets. If an armed intruder comes into your school and you reach into your bucket to throw a rock at him, let me tell you what you've done. You will have made yourself a target. The minute your arm reaches into the bucket of rocks and you raise it up, the programmed vision of a person who's assailing you is going to go like a Terminator and go there, shoot there. And you are deader than disco. This is what? Are all the students going to simultaneously do it? Are they going to have rock throwing drills? What are you going to do that's going to thwart someone with a gun who's come into your school? And as they say, with all these magazines and clips and everything else that they're going to have loaded with, you know what, the 22 shots of 50 shot magazines, the 200 shot magazine, whatever you want to call it. And they're going to, you're going to be throwing rocks, right? With their fully automatic. I'm just giving you what the left will say about this, because they got these, all these fully automatic, semi-automatic rifles with the big clips and blah, 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 full of bullets, and you're going to be throwing rocks. Man. And sadly, there are people that are going to pretend that this would work. Yeah. Why don't you get everybody bull whips? You can have a bull whipping class. Take that, you crazy killer. Crazed killer. It's going to come in here and kill the students. Jeez, how many kids are going to die while somebody's trying to find a rock bucket? Where do we put the rock bucket? I don't know. I mean, this is wrought with humor, but it's a serious subject. And okay, what did we just have recently? We had a school resource officer who shot and killed a gunman who actually shot a girl and shot a couple of people. But intentionally, I guess, went after a girl. We had a school resource officer, a trained marksman, who kills this kid and proving that this works. Having an armed officer in there works. Oh, by the way, they looked at all of the information leading up to the shooting. I forget the name of the school. We talked about it before I went on my little mini vacation. But you know, they looked at all the things leading up to this, and they said, look, this kid is a danger. Let's make sure we're looking out. Sure enough, this kid comes in, tries to shoot this girl, shoots the girl and another boy and a couple of other folks, and he gets taken out. And then we get schools that want to throw rocks. I in no way want to make light of this, but I am going to make fun of it in the sense that we put our kids, our grandkids, in some instances, great-grandkids, etc., into these schools with the knowledge that they're safe. And some administrator or superintendent says, we'll make them safe. We're going to get your kids some rocks. You don't have to get my kids some rocks. They're out there, ready to be thrown. And here's what the school will do. Here's how liberals will do it. The minute that somebody gets hurt from rocks, because somebody's bound to get hurt, then they're going to limit the size. You can only have rocks of a certain dimension to throw at the bad guys. The rock can be no bigger than a bullet. I'm just, you may be chuckling right now. That's how leftism works. They slowly, slowly just start to get you. You think you're protecting yourself. Suddenly you've got the best rocks in the world. You've got rocks that fit right around your fist like a, you know, the seams on a baseball, and perfectly weighted, et cetera. And somebody goes, we have the best rocks you could possibly throw in a school battle against the gunman. If you want a shot, get our rocks. So some capitalist is going to make a rock that says, you know, that you can throw with the aerodynamics of an arrow or something. And then as soon as he does it, somebody's going to say, those rocks are too dangerous. You can't be throwing those kind of rocks. You could hurt somebody. And then they're going to outlaw that rock. And I promise you, then they're going to come back and go, here are the rocks that you're authorized to throw, made by leftist America, and you can only get these rocks through a sanction deal. It'd be a licensed rock dealer and a licensed rock acquirer, and you must register those rocks and pay taxes on them, and then you can throw them at a gunman. I know how things work. So, I want to talk about this subject in a bit, but there was a gunman who took hostages in France. And I'm just wondering if the French had enough rocks, if they only had rocks, then maybe they wouldn't have been taken advantage of over there. You think that a lot of people are going to be saying at some point in their lives, man, that guy robbed me. If I'd only had a brick, you know, to hit him upside his head or a rock. Oh, that brick would have been outlawed because it's too big. The rock must fit comfortably in one's pocket, or, you know, it has to have a certain weight, or the police will say, yeah, we arrested him because his rock was 2 grams over the limit. Or maybe you had too many rocks and they thought you were going to distribute them. Maybe you were going to be a rock dealer, crackhead. Because you'd have to be a crackhead to believe this would work. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, we'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcott, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Pennsylvania school is going to arm their teachers and students with rocks. Talked about it in the last segment. I wanted to touch on it a little bit more before we get into this next story about the hostage situation in France. And by the way, we got tons to talk about. The Iranian hackers. I want to do a little bit of listener stuff, so you guys know that. We'll talk a little bit about the economy and some other things. We touched on quite a bit today already. But this rural school district in Pennsylvania that wants to give buckets of rocks to students and teachers, they say, as a last resort, should an armed intruder burst in? I just find such a fascinating story. And as I said, I talked about it earlier, but I want to read you a statement of what the principal said. "We always strive to find new ways to keep our children safe." Yeah. In order to thrive and to find new ways to keep their children safe, or try to find new ways to keep their children safe, we're going back to the caveman era. See, I thought that we evolved from rock throwing. What next? They're going to let kids have spears? I can see this principal a couple years down the road going, "You know, we tried the rock thing, and it didn't work as well as we thought. So now we are allowing every kid and teacher to make a spear as a deterrent." And 2 years later, "Well, we tried the spear. And it didn't work as well as we thought." You know, what could you possibly be thinking? And here's what, I love this part of the article. It's almost like they're trying to sell it. This was from the Chicago Tribune. They're like, "Well, throwing rocks is more effective than just crawling under desk and waiting. And it gives students and teachers a chance to defend themselves." That's what the principal said. "It's better than crawling under the desk and being a chump and letting them do whatever they want." Wow. This is the world we've left. We're leaving the kids. When I was talking to some folks, I was talking about 500 people the other night, and I told them, if you want to know where this comes from, it comes from you letting it occur. That's where this comes from. There should be parents at this, with the next PTO meeting in Pennsylvania at this rural school district going, "Have you lost your freaking mind? Will you just get armed teachers here, or an armed school resource officer, or whatever, volunteer armed veterans who are certified to, you know, with a certain level of marksmanship, et cetera, and have gone through psychological testing? There's a lot of things you can do besides giving out a bucket of rocks." That's just crazy. BB guns at the very least. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I want what's going to, you know, be equal and opposite, so to speak.
If you, as the old saying goes, don't bring a knife to a gunfight. That's a sense. Don't bring a rock to a gunfight. I'd rather have a knife at a gunfight than a rock.
Oh, Kevin, you don't know what kind of rock.
I know. I already joked about the types of rocks. But seriously, we're losing our sanity in this country. Somebody, I don't know. They say it's a 2,700 student district that this guy is speaking in. He's a rural guy. So, you know, it's not like he's one of these city slickers that doesn't understand where his meat comes from. But that's your solution. And there's not a parent in that district going, look, David. I think his name is David Heisel or something like that. Helsel. David, look, that's a stupid idea. You know where they arm the school, the people within the school? Okay, so let me just put it to you this way. There's a country that has had three school attacks since the 1970s. A total of three. And in each of those instances, they put down the gunman instantaneously without anybody being killed. You want to guess where it is? I'll tell you. It's Israel. They don't play. Armed to the teeth. So you go into an Israeli school and you want to be a gunman, you're going to get shot and killed. You will be dropped. Simple. Nobody mess with the schools. And look, I'm not going to go back, take you back in a throwback machine again to my life, but we had guns all over the place in our school. Nobody dare would attack us. You'd be crazy to come in our school and attack. You would have been crazy. You would have killed you within minutes. Somebody, I mean, I distinctly remember one of my, I think it was my, well, he was a science teacher. And I distinctly remember him actually having a firearm on him one day. When he walked into the school, because he wasn't a school resource officer or whatever. I think he just left it on. And it was, I distinctly remember it. I don't remember the details, but I distinctly remember that. And none of us, we didn't panic or freak out. It was just like, oh, wow, he brought his pistol in, you know. And I didn't think he was going to kill us. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about, though. I want to talk about this incident that happened in France. And I want to let you hear the clip because you'll glean some things out of this that I find interesting. So here's the clip.
A French policeman hailed as a hero for his role in ending a deadly hostage standoff has died. The Interior Minister tweeted this just a short time ago. Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltrame had persuaded a gunman to let him take the place of one of the hostages inside a supermarket in Trèbes, where the incident was underway. He was wounded while entering the store. The gunman was killed by police when they stormed the building. This came after a four-hour standoff. Three others were also killed on Friday by the gunman during the attack. Our Melissa Bell joins us now on the line from Trèbes in France. Melissa, run us through the story again of how the lieutenant colonel had emerged as a hero.
It's an extraordinary story of heroism, Cyril. It began, of course, with the events of yesterday morning when the assailant, who's now been identified as Redouane Lektim, went to a carjacking on the inside Carcassonne, first of all, just after 10 a.m., taking the car, using it then to attack a group of four police officers who'd been on a jog, injuring one of them by firing on him, shooting him in the shoulder, before then heading off to the town of Trèbes in the outskirts of Carcassonne, where the standoff with the police began. The assailant was holed up inside a local supermarket with hostages, although many people had managed to escape at the early sound of gunfire. And during that standoff, which lasted, as you say, some time, it was the extraordinary heroism of this man, Arnaud Beltrame, that not only allowed lives to be saved, the lives of the hostages in question, but also the standoff to be brought to an end, since when he went in to be exchanged with the female hostages that were being held, once he volunteered to do it, he'd left his phone on so that the officers outside, the special forces who'd gathered in this standoff, prepared to move in to take out this assailant, were able to hear what was going on. At the first sound of gunfire, they went in. Sadly, too late for Arnaud Beltrame, who died during the night.
Mm. All right, everybody, welcome back. So here's what's interesting about this story to me. This story, has lost all its real meaning. And now it's all about the heroism of this police officer who would dare exchange himself for the hostages that were there, and he died in that exchange. And they're giving you the accounts of all of the things, you know, oh, he left his phone on so special forces could come in and all this. Forget the tragedy. I'm just, think about it. Three people died. He died and three other people were killed. They stormed the place. They killed, you know, this guy gets killed or whatever, the hostage taker. And the story is about the heroism. It isn't about the people's lives who are changed forever, who died. Except the hero, of course. It's not about those other three people who died or the hostages who, you know, are now traumatized from going to shop. That's all they were doing. They were shopping when this occurred. And what do you know about the hostage taker? Did you catch it? It's, they give you his name, like Omar Hatib. I mean, and it was, and they didn't even, I'm just telling you, if you weren't paying attention, you don't even know who this person is. This person, I didn't do a lot of research on this story. The only reason why I'm even interested in it is because it's France and I used to live over there. But here's what I'll tell you. Guarantee you this guy's a Muslim. They've completely soft-shoed the idea that some Muslim went into a supermarket, took a bunch of hostages in a long-term standoff, ultimately getting Lieutenant Colonel killed and three other people, and they focus on the heroism of the act. See, they're not fooling me. And I don't think they're fooling you either. They want us to forget what precipitated all of this, and now we're supposed to look for the good news in this attack where four people were killed because of some nutcase. Probably, yeah, I mean, who knows, right? We can only speculate at this point, but I'm just saying, I don't think this guy went in there because he was disgruntled about the price of beef. I don't think he went there because he's a former employee and he says, you guys did not treat me well when I worked here, or whatever. He went there because he's a troublemaker and he's one of these refugees that's killing a bunch of people.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This was a major breach of trust, and I'm really sorry that this happened. You know, we have a basic responsibility to protect people's data. And if we can't do that, then we don't deserve to have the opportunity to serve people. So our responsibility now is to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And there are a few basic things that I think we need to do to ensure that. One is making sure that developers like Alexander Kogan, who got access to a lot of information and then improperly used, it just don't get access to as much information going forward. So we are doing a set of things to restrict the amount of access that developers can get going forward. But the other is we need to make sure that there aren't any other Cambridge Analytica's out there, right, or folks who have improperly accessed data. So we're going to go now and investigate every app that has access to a large amount of information from before we lock down our platform. And if we detect any suspicious activity, we're going to do a full forensic audit and make sure that no one out there is improperly using data. And that's, I think, the responsibility that we have to people in our community.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. That was Mark Zuckerberg explaining the data hack, you know, and access to data, and you can't have this anymore, et cetera, et cetera. It's the Kevin Jackson. So glad you guys are here. You buying what this clown is saying? I don't buy. This is the very same guy who, and I don't have the clip, but he said something along the lines of, these stupid effing people give me their data. They give me access to their lives. They have no idea what I can do with it. And for the record, the Cambridge Analytica is not the bad guy here. I love how he said that. We're not sure how many more. Make sure there are no more Cambridge Analyticas out there. In other words, make sure there's no more people out there who are in the business of trying to gather data so they can do what they want with it. The only people that should have the data is what this is what Zuckerberg's telling you. The only people who should have the data are people like him. He's in control of the data. That's the danger, is if anybody else gets the data. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, where I give you the data. See, this is not about me keeping all the secrets to myself. I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. That data that you collect, in other words, when I get my friends and my friends get their friends, etc., and they like my message, that's my data. That's not Facebook's data. I should have access to my data. What Zuckerberg wants you to understand is that it isn't your data, Kevin Jackson. So what? You built an audience on Facebook. So what? They care about what you do or say. And so what? Those people have reached into other people and they like certain elements of what you say. You have no right to get to your data. It's all my data. Mark Zuckerberg is Big Brother, presiding over a massive amount of information about you. I've argued that Mark Zuckerberg likely knows more about you, more about your kids, your relatives, than you do. And I'm not even being funny when I say that. He knows what baseball game they're about to go to. He knows who won the championship. He knows who's going to do a play, who's going to visit so-and-so. The amount of information exchanged, if we just pulled out your family and Zuckerberg said, Kevin, tell me about yourself. Zuckerberg knows more, I promise you, about my family than I do, exponentially so. Think of this. You've got Ancestry.com. What if this guy goes out next and he buys Ancestry.com, and not only does he know what I'm doing with my immediate family, but he could map Ancestry.com and say, here's even more family you don't know that you have. And he maps that out and looks at all the different algorithms, writes an algorithm that says analyze people's families, and then make sure that they know to keep each person in the know. Can you imagine? I'm just giving you an example of the power within the data structure of Facebook. 1.5 billion people on that site. If he could get everybody to come over, give you access to your ancestry, you take the DNA, you then know everybody that you want to talk about finding long lost friends. You will find out who was a sperm donor in college. You will find out relatives you didn't have. You're going to find out daddies that aren't your daddies. Well, not mothers that aren't your mothers. That's pretty tough right there. But you're going to find daddies that weren't your daddies. You're going to find out that you have two or three other brothers or sisters that nobody wanted to talk about in the family. Can you imagine what he could do with that data? I'm just giving you one example. This is why when I talk about Zuckerberg, I tell you, this is a kid who's playing with a nuclear football, and he's out with a frat boy saying, hey, who's up for a game with some flag? Because it's fraught with so many possibilities. And by the way, many of these are amazingly good possibilities. They're amazingly good.
extending the ancestry thing. Can you? I did my ancestry, and I'm still working through different things with different folks. Just the other day, I had a girl call me. She sent me a note on ancestry. Kevin, we're cousins. I don't know how because I don't know my dad. She says my stepdad raised me, and you know this is what I know so far. And she gave me the name of what she believes is her father. And we looked at our ancestry, and I said, you know what, I'll try to figure it out. But I don't know how to figure it out just yet. But that question came to me. So we know we're cousins, and that's all we know at this point. And we're sort of going backwards. Imagine a Facebook that could say, yeah, you're cousins, and you were talking about who's your dad. You have the name. I've mapped all the names of men of this age that could theoretically be your dad. Based on this geography, here's a good place to start. Facebook could make that happen so fast, it's ridiculous. And that would be a good thing, because my cousin would be able to figure it out. Because I'm telling you, we are looking through our genealogy, our tree, going, geez, I'm not really sure, because we just don't quite have enough information. I told you, there are businesses out there. And home advisors and Angie's List that could be done. Those business models gone. If Facebook, let's say for some, I don't know if they would ever do it, but let's say that they went and bought Amazon and everything you were looking for, they had it readily available and knew the market. Here's a good one. Here's a perfect one. So let's say you wanted to build a marketplace. And I think they have this, by the way. And it's a local marketplace. So you're looking for a particular chair, and somebody wants to sell it, whether it's a store or an individual. And you say you can get it new or used, and I'm going to map you to somebody right in your area to do it. Not only could I map you to that, I could say to you, if you don't own a truck, by the way, I probably know that you don't own a truck. I could tell you, hey, little Lopez is a truck move, you know, truck service will help you move it, or some mover will do it, or you have a buddy with a truck who can help you, and I know he's in town because you know he just returned from vacation. That's the kind of stuff that can be done right now with Facebook, and Zuckerberg wants to be the keeper of the data. And you wonder why, you know, now I'm one of these guys, I'm a futurist and a risk management guy, and I'm, you know, that's why I started teapartycommunity.org, and I'm encouraging you guys to go. I'll be blunt. I'm very upset that more people understanding what's happening at Facebook haven't just gone over and embraced teapartycommunity.org. I don't know. It amazes me with the conservative movement how we know we need something. It gets done, and then somebody, well, I don't know, I'll get around to it. I was talking to some folks at an event the other day, and they were like, I said, you know, we're the most complacent group. We wonder how we get lulled into this nonsense with leftists, and we are the most inactive. We're so busy with kids and family, you know, and other family and friends and trying to enjoy life that we're losing the lives that we have. We're going to leave junk to our kids. And it isn't going to be because they weren't there. We've been throwing lifelines at each other now for the better part of two or three decades, and nobody's taking them. Zuckerberg has acted. He isn't acting on behalf of us. He's acting on behalf of his movement. He's amassed 1.5 billion people, including us. And he's saying, okay, now I'm going to start separating people out, and I'm going to start analyzing this data, and I'm going to put my foot on the throat of conservatives. And I bring a lifeline, teapartycommunity.org, and I can't get a million people to come over and say, we're game. We're going to be the resistance to these guys. In case you haven't noticed, they are not the resistance. We are. It bugs me. Because it's too hard a work to do this. And this guy makes it look easy.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.